This is episode 56 of the Next Year Now podcast.
Hey, I'm Jeff Sanders, author of the 5 a.m. Miracle book and host of the 5 a.m. Miracle podcast. If you want to find your own path to success, freedom, and happiness, then stop what you're doing right now and start listening to the Next Year Now podcast with my friend, Tom Hefner.
Once you figure out that action doesn't build your business, that it's your mindset, that opens up the whole world. Now you don't have time crunches. You know, you don't have issues of like, oh, I don't have enough time to work my business, or I don't have enough time to get it done, or you don't have problems of like, I'm not techie.
Welcome to the Next Year Now podcast with Tom Hefner. Tom believes that if you really want to thrive at work and in life, then every day purposeful habits and practices are vital. The Next Year Now podcast will not only help you identify and integrate these habits into your daily life, but also bring you key insights and lessons from some of the most successful people in their fields. And here is your host, Tom Hefner.
Hello, and welcome to the podcast devoted to helping you thrive at work and in life. The topic of habits and practices is always front and center in our discussion, but we also explore how we use these habits and practices to improve our personal development, productivity, creativity, health and well-being, business and entrepreneurship. Today's guest, Dana Wild, is a brain trainer for entrepreneurs. She helps entrepreneurs and others to think better so that they can live better. She has a really unique background and approach to training the brain that I think will really resonate with you. In our conversation, I asked Dana to discuss the number one thing entrepreneurs get wrong about action and why mindset is more important, how to build habits that work for you, her book, Train Your Brain, and the key principles she uses in her Mind Aware program to help you think better to live better, book recommendations to help us build the most positive habits in our life, and so much more. After growing her own business from zero to $1 million a year in under 19 months, Dana Wild now teaches others how to do the same. With nearly 100,000 followers in 68 countries, Dana is the best-selling author of Train Your Brain and featured in the movies The Abundance Factor and True Prosperity. Fascinated by neuroscience and the power of the mind, she affects lives daily on the Mind Aware show, where she interviews thought leaders, brain scientists, and celebrities about how to intentionally think wealthier, happier, and healthier thoughts. Dana, thank you for joining us today, and welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you so much, Tom. I'm so excited to be here.
I am super excited to chat with Dana today, especially because I like to geek out on brain science and how you can use that to help you thrive in life. I know that's why you're here too, but before we dive in, let's get to know Dana a bit more. Dana, like, I've got to ask, have you always been interested in the brain, or was there some inflection point in your life that stoked your passion and curiosity around the brain?
Well, I was one of these kids. I'm from Minnesota, and I was raised in Minnesota, and we have long winters here. So I was one of these high schoolers who read all of those books from the late 70s, like I'm okay, you're okay, and, you know, games people play, and Think and Grow Rich, and like anything that related to personal development. But after high school, I went right into the workforce, and I was really fortunate to work for a major corporation that put us through a course by somebody named Lou Tice, who, if you have listeners in the Pacific Northwest, they might remember Lou. He's passed a few years ago now, but he used to give an amazing 40-hour course on how the brain works. And so that was it. At 19, that really pushed me over the edge, and I was completely hooked.
What stands out to you about that, in your memory about that 40-hour course?
Well, the main thing was that you could create your own outcomes by the way you think. And that, to me, was new. You know, a lot of the stuff I had been reading prior to that in high school and my late teens was more psychology-based. And this was the first time where I really understood that, no, this is not about psychology or pop psychology of the time. You know, this is really like your brain is designed to support you and create outcomes for you if you know how to use it.
It was a really revelatory moment for me, likewise, when I was studying positive psychology
And before that, I was reading a book called Learned Optimism by Martin Seligman. Yeah. And to a certain extent, they were, through a psychology lens, they were kind of saying the same thing, which is, you know, how you think has a profound impact on your well-being and your wellness. Yes. And onwards to Karen Rivich. She wrote a book with Andrew Schatt called The Resilience Factor. And that one was really revelatory for me around trying to be more resilient, becoming more resilient, and this idea of, you know, cognitive thinking traps and how that has such a huge effect on your ability to bounce back and push through adversity. So, so that was kind of sticks out in my mind. I was just kind of curious about that for you.
Yeah. It's, you know, I think that all these years later, you know, here we are, what is it, 30 plus years later, and I'm really becoming more and more aware. Okay, first of all, it's finally starting to catch on. I think people are really starting to understand, you know, the applied positive thinking and how positive priming can improve your outcomes. But I'm really shocked that many decades later, we're still kind of where we were, where a lot of people are not proactively thinking in their own heads.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, one of the downsides of psychology is there is a focus and a priority on, you know, the pathology and disease, which for good reason, but there are other elements to be studied.
Yes, indeed, for sure. And its time has come, without a doubt.
That's right. Well, look, one of my life's greatest joys has been traveling the world. My wife and I, we've traveled all over Europe. We've been really fortunate, the U.S., and even to Australia, New Zealand. We brought our two-year-old with us on that trip. That's probably an episode for a later time. But I think it's a really great way to learn about yourself and to maybe open up your mind to what's possible. Dana, I feel like we might be kindred spirits here because I know you've traveled all over the world and in particular Asia for 10 years. What did that experience teach you about your understanding of the brain and how it affects our ability to succeed?
Well, after I took the Lou Tice course, I really realized like I was not happy in the cubicle job that I had with this major corporation, and I quit that job. Thank you very much for the wonderful course, but I'm so out of here, right?
Peace, I'm out.
And exactly. And I ended up just starting what I call my grand adventure, you know. So I wrote my first book at 23 and, you know, became a published author and started realizing like, okay, if I can really do whatever I want and create my outcomes, I thought I'm just going to go get a backpack and I'm going to go live out of a backpack and travel. And so I really lived like that for 10, you know, the better part of a decade anyway, in Asia, Japan, Vietnam, all over, you know, countries in Asia. And it gave me a lot of time to continue reading, which was wonderful. But what it also, you know, it's funny you should mention that word resiliency, because I think what I also really gained from it was being able to cement my brain training and realize that you could pretty much airdrop me anywhere in the world and I was going to survive even if I didn't speak the language, and not just survive, but thrive, you know, enjoy it and have a wonderful experience. And when you do things, it's kind of like anything. When you do things, you kind of take them for granted. Sometimes you think, oh, well, everybody knows that or everybody's had that experience. But in hindsight, I look back at it now and I think that was really a nice experience and has given me a lot of confidence today and in confidence in building my business because, you know, airdrop somebody in Cambodia, you know, building a business is nothing compared to some of those things, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it really, and I was using my brain for silly things all those years. It kind of cracks me up. I would think about getting luggage carts when my bag was too heavy, and I would use the train your brain techniques to like manifest a, you know, a luggage cart. And in hindsight, when I look back on it, I think, you know, I probably should have been thinking a little bigger at the time.
It's one of those things where kids nowadays, this sounds like I'm a curmudgeonly old man here when I say this, but they don't know how easy they have it. You know, when you travel now, it's so easy just to bust out your smartphone and, you know, if you need to look up a word in another language or you know, just find a local restaurant or a place to stay. And imagine, you know, my wife talks about this. She's traveled all over the world more so than I have. And, you know, being in the middle of a country where you don't know the language and having to try to figure out like, all right, well, how am I going to find a place to to sleep tonight, or how am I going to order, you know, get some food, just some basic things that you take for granted.
And, well, and this was pre-email. So yeah. If you were communicating with people at home, it was literally by letter, and you'd get their response 3 weeks later. And
yeah. So if everybody's listening, writing by letter, that's a real thing.
For sure it is. And it's hard, you know, too, because when you're in those situations, and hard is not the right word I want to use, but I think the reason you gain such resiliency and you, you know, learn to trust your intuition and you learn to build community is because you really are completely alone. You know, when you're in a country like that and you don't have internet, and there are still countries like that, of course, now, but at the time it just didn't exist in a form. You really realize, like, okay, I've got to be self-sufficient and I've got to think on my feet and trust my gut and all of those things.
Yeah, I think that's a great experience for everybody to take. Of course, I say that, but then if my kids want to do it, I'll be like, well, hold on, it's dangerous out there. But it's such a no. I mean, to your point, I think helping to cement things that you've learned, how to be resilient, or in your case, train the brain. I think that's just such a great way to do that. It fosters so much self-sufficiency.
Yeah, it really is. It'd be fun to do it again. I've got to put that on my bucket list yet, to get that backpack out again one of these days.
Well, look, let's segue to talking about something that maybe if you're going to do that, you'll have to take a break from, which is your amazing business and book and all that fun stuff. And I want to dig into your book and the training that you've created. But before we do that, I want to learn more about your entrepreneurial insights, because one of the things that I love about you, Dana, is that your book, your training, it's grounded in real world success. And, you know, the business and entrepreneurship world, especially in online business, if you look on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Instagram, all that, it's full of people that are really, really good at writing or crafting content, but maybe not that actually good at doing. So when we talk about business, I think that's really important, because Dana, you have been super successful, right? You've built a business that's reached $1 million in sales in less than 2 years. And I'm telling you right now, that does not happen by accident. So I want you to reflect on your experience as an entrepreneur, the good, the bad, everything in between. What have been the most effective habits and practices you've cultivated to help you succeed?
Well, that's a really good question. And I've got kind of a multi-tiered answer to it, because I think, you know, it's fashionable and wise to develop daily habits that suit you. And I know there are lots of different people who teach, like, you should do this specific habit every day, or you should do this specific thing, or here's my formula for the perfect morning, or whatever it is. And I really like to tell people to feel their way around and find the things that work best for them, and that, you know, some formula may work for somebody else, but it may not work for you, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. And for myself, the only two things that I consistently do and have always done are these two things. The first one is I take an extra 120 seconds in the morning before my feet hit the floor to prime my mind about what a great day it's going to be. So, and I usually can do it laying down without falling back asleep. If you're the type of person that can't, then sit up and do this.
That might be me. We still have we have three kids, but our youngest is still in the baby toddler phase. So that might be me.
Right. And so I used to not be a morning person, but now I've got a dog. And so I usually have to get up pretty quickly because he's up and wants to go. But I try to I make it a real practice that every day before I get up, I take that extra 60 to 120 seconds to just prime my brain and say, like, okay, here I am. I'm awake. I've got another day. It's going to be a great day. I'm looking forward to it. My intent is to stay centered and to be aware and to be positive. And I want to start out the gate with that, not only that intention, but feeling good and saying sentences to myself that generate good feelings, and, you know, start my day with that feeling of actually feeling good and thankful and revved up, because life will definitely knock you off your center, without a doubt. You know, there's, you know, people who are part of the quote unquote positive thinking movement, myself being one of them, I don't think we think, oh, you should walk through life just all blissed out. You know, life is going to knock you off your center. Usually my thing is technology, right? Mm-hmm. I have my days where I want to just grab my computer and throw it through the window. But my intention is that if I start out that way and I get moving that way, you'll get a little bit momentum and it makes it easier to stay centered and stay aware. So that's one practice that takes almost no time at all, that you'll get better and better at every day, and you'll get better and better at staying centered a longer and further into your day. The other one is to be aware. And so what do I mean by that? Well, brain scientists estimate that we are walking around unconsciously with, you know, doing repetitive acts without even thinking about it 95 to 99% of the day. So most of us, and especially your listeners, are probably familiar with this, where you just do things without thinking of it. When we walk across a room, we don't think about the muscles in our legs. Or when mm-hmm. I pick up a glass of water, I don't think of every movement. Well, I just do things, comb my hair, shower, drive. Have you ever had the experience of, like, you're driving and you're like 10 miles up the road and you're like, whoa.
That always freaks me out, because I think, man, I'm going to hit somebody one day when I do this. I mean, I'll just zone out, and all of a sudden we're driving on a big trip somewhere, or even just going to work sometimes, and I zone out. Yeah. Definitely.
I always like to say my unconscious mind is a better driver than I am. So it's probably.
Yeah, I hope
probably.
So for me.
Well, so when I'm saying being aware, I'm not saying that you have to start being like a Zen monk where you're focused in the moment 50% of the day. But if you can eke your awareness to being present more, let's say 0.5% more a day or 1% more a day, with the intention of feeling good in the moment. You know, I named my company The Mind Aware. I didn't name it The Mind Happy. I named it The Mind Aware because if you can garner that awareness and get it focused in the present moment with the intention of, you know, pulling yourself back into your center, living a better life, being, you know, aware of anything that might be, you know, taking away your happiness. I mean, sometimes it's something as simple as like have something to eat, or you didn't get enough sleep, go take a nap. But those two habits, they don't take any extra time out of the day, really, 120 seconds, but that's it. And they will really revolutionize and change your life.
I need to do more of that in the morning and less of the falling back asleep. Well, look, on the flip side, what if you think back on your experience as an entrepreneur, what's been the biggest challenge you faced, and maybe how did you overcome that, or what did you learn from that experience?
I'm so glad you asked me that, because I get asked that a lot and nobody likes the answer, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Here's what happens when you're a brain trainer, or when you're continually focused on the positive and you're continually focused on, you know, what's going right in your business or how things are going well. What happens to me is that I don't retain I don't have a long-term memory, or I don't commit things to long-term memory that have gone wrong. And so I'm always stumped with this question, like, what's gone wrong in your business, or what challenge have you had to overcome? So here's the standard answer I give, because this is the closest I can come to kind of accessing that. And it's this: if I would look back, if I could do something differently with what I know today, if I could have changed something or done something differently over building my business, I would like to, and I'm still working on this and still practicing on this, but I would like to be able to step up kind of into my leadership. We have a phrase, I've got a program called the Celebrity Program. And so it's a celebrity formula. And so I use the phrase stepping into your celebrity. And I really wish, if I had to do it over again, that, you know, somebody would have tapped me on the shoulder and said, you know, you could like be all that, right? Just step up a little. And so I think that would be the thing. Like I would say to people too, is that everybody, if you're building a business, or even if you're not, but especially if you're building a business, definitely be okay with stepping up and being your full you. And even if you're not building a business, be okay with stepping up and being your full you in your life. Like, there is nobody else like you. Nobody. You are completely 100% unique. And the things about yourself that are awesome and wonderful that you take for granted are so special to the people around you. And they're so uniquely you. And so looking back, that would be the one thing that, and like I say, I'm continually trying to do, trying to step up more and more into fully just being myself, being authentic, being, and authenticity is thrown around so much. What I really mean is being internally motivated rather than externally motivated.
I'm glad you shared that, because I think one of the things that's really difficult for myself, and I'm sure for a lot of us, is just thinking through, you have so much coming at you right now, especially if you're an entrepreneur or a business person. There's always people telling you, kind of like you said before, there's always like, well, go do this, or do it this way, or try this solution. And sometimes you forget that, like, well, you know what? You got to where you got to by being you, right? But you have strengths that you can bring to the table. And it's easy to forget that, I think, sometimes when everybody's telling you what you should do and how you should do it. So that's a
Do you
really
know what else, Tom? Do you know what else on that same note that I think is really important? Because you're going into a really important territory here. And that is, none of those things you do that everybody tells you to do in your business are actually building your business. The only reason anybody is doing business with you is because of the you factor. You know, none of us sell anything so unique that you can't get it somewhere else. Anything I teach, you can get from a different teacher. So there's nothing I'm saying that's so different. And that goes for whatever we sell or whatever we do. But you develop a tribe and you have people come into your circle because of you, because of who you are. And that's why that's the most important thing.
Amen to that. Well, look, if we remember only one thing, like one message from this conversation, what should it be?
Yeah, that's easy, because this is completely opposite of what anybody else. This is completely opposite of what, like, the rest of the world is screaming, especially the entrepreneurial world. Everybody is screaming action. Action, action, take action. I was just on a panel the other day, and I swear my head was about to explode, because there were six other people on the panel, and it was all for entrepreneurs. And they're saying, what should you do to build a business? Well, you need to take action. Well, you got to get out there and take action. And so what I would tell you is, the big secret that nobody is telling you is that action is not what's building your business. And if you line up 100 experts against the wall, who are all the very top upper echelons of their industry, and you say, what did you do to build your business? And one person will say, oh, LinkedIn's where it's at. You got to be there. And the next person will say, oh, no, you got to live stream. And the next person will say, no, it's podcasting. And the next person will say, oh, get offline. You got to be going to live networking meetings. And all of those methods work, all of them. And these people will not be lying to you, but you're getting 100 different answers. So it can't be the action that got them there. The one thing they will all have in common is the way they think. They will have a certain expectation for success. But when you ask them what made you successful, they'll say LinkedIn, because usually the people who are wildly successful, they do it naturally. They so naturally think this way that we teach and train your brain, they don't even know they're doing it. So people don't think like, well, I'm glad you asked. Actually, I pay attention to what I think, and I think just these special thoughts, you know, they're doing it automatically. So that would be the key thing I'd say. And once you figure out that action doesn't build your business, that it's your mindset, that opens up the whole world. Now you don't have time crunches. You know, you don't have issues of like, oh, I don't have enough time to work my business, or I don't have enough time to get it done. Or you don't have problems of like, I'm not techie, or I'm not able to, you know, do this thing or that thing because I'm not good at it. Mm-hmm. Now, suddenly you realize I don't have to do any of that stuff, because none of that stuff is building my business. What's building my business is my mindset. You can pick the thing that you're actually really good at and that you love to do and do just that. And that can be your thing for success.
Well, let's pull the thread on that a little bit further and talk about the training that you've created through your business, the Mind Aware. What is the training, and maybe how can it help us succeed?
What we basically teach people how to do is how to think differently. And the main important point to know about the brain, and this was like the thing, if somebody does an interview with me and they give me 3 minutes instead of 30 minutes, this is the thing I tell them. And that is, everybody has inside of their head a reticular activating system. And the reticular activating system is like a little matchmaker that lives in your brain. And its full-time job is to stand at attention and pay attention to what you're thinking about and what you're talking about. And if you look in the room you're in now and you start to pay attention to all the colors and sounds and smells and sensations and all the things you're experiencing, think of all the stimuli in this second that you're experiencing. Now imagine that times a billion all day long, billions of bits of stimuli coming at us. We would absolutely go mad if we had to process all of that. So the reticular activating system stands there and says, no problem. I'm doing it. I'm sifting through all of this stimuli and I'm noticing or not noticing whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're talking about. And most of us have had this experience, like if we're looking to buy a new car or we just got a different color car that's unique and you start to see it everywhere, or you just got pregnant or you're thinking of it, or your partner just got pregnant or your partner just had a baby or you just had a baby and you see pregnant women or babies everywhere. So our reticular activating system is doing this all the time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But most of us aren't paying attention to what we're thinking and talking about. And so we're just noticing our reality, complaining about it. The reticular activating system keeps matching it up. We get the result. We keep complaining about it. We get more reticular activating system matching. We call this the cycle of perpetual sameness. You know, we keep getting the same results and we have incremental growth in our lives, incremental growth in our businesses because of it.
Well, if we think about, so that's kind of the basis of your training, what are maybe, and I know we don't have time to dive into all of the training and kind of do a deep dive, but what would be, I don't know, the foundational principles or process that your training kind of operates on?
Yeah. This is actually enough to get everybody started right now, because the whole system is only four steps. So step one is be aware. This is the wake up step. And this is what I talked about before. And so it just takes a little practice and you can set some reminders on your phone, you know, 10 times a day just to check in with yourself. Like, what am I feeling now? What am I thinking about now? But you have probably had the experience most people have where you bust yourself. We call it busting yourself. Like you catch yourself thinking that thought that you're like, oh, I remember what Dana said. I got to go cancel, pop, pop now because I said that. Like that's a thing, because we do bust ourselves and we do catch it. So start paying attention. Just this is the wake up step. So then step two is making a decision. Do I want my reticular activating system to keep matching that? Because if I do, no problem. And as I said just earlier in this interview, for years I said, I'm not a morning person. And I knew it and I didn't care. I didn't want to be a morning person. So I didn't think like, oh, I don't want my reticular activating system to match that up. It didn't bother me. So you actually have to make a decision. Like, do I want to keep matching that up? So we hear, you know, entrepreneurs that I work with, they say things like, oh, all my clients are broke. And you hear yourself say that, you've got to say, hey, do I want to keep having my reticular activating system look for those broke clients? And if not, step three is you must find a way to talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. And this is where all of the work is, or like we like to say, this is where all the play is. You play with different ways to talk about it. You play with different ways to think about it. You train your brain. And then step four is feel the positive emotion that's generated from that better story. You know, when you say things like, all my clients are broke, or I'm not going to make it, or I'm not techy enough to make it, or things like that. Those are all feel bads. Every one of those sentences are just big old feel bads. But when you start implementing step three and start talking about the current situation in a way that feels good, then you start getting the payoff for that, which is the good feeling emotion. And what we like to say at the Mind Aware is, I can teach you how to make money by being happy and get paid for being you. Because when you're happy, when you make feeling good your first stop, now everything else falls into place, because you feel like taking action. You feel like engaging. You show up better. People like you better. You like them better. When you do something, you get in the zone, you get better results. The creative pathways in your brain open up, you get better ideas. So make feeling good and being happy your first stop, and the rest just takes care of itself.
And I'd add too that that idea of creating more positive emotions in your life, it creates this virtuous cycle, because I don't know if you're familiar with Barbara Fredrickson, but she, she's her whole thing. Her career has been founded on a lot of things, but one of the big things is researching the effect of positive emotions and how when we experience more positive emotions, we become more creative. We become more productive. We're better at sports. We're better, all these things. And it makes sense, right? Intuitively, but it's backed up by the social science as well.
Yeah, totally. And I love her and I agree 100%. And the thing that we're really trying to tell people with Train Your Brain is your emotions are not like the weather. You don't have to sit around and be like, oh, tonight's, you know, angry with widely scattered depression tomorrow. You know, you have the ability. Nobody else can think in your head but you. And you have the ability to choose a thought, just like you hear my voice now and are thinking this sentence that I'm saying. You can choose a thought that feels better, and you can choose the next one and the next one and the next one and get better results.
Look, if we wanted to learn more about this training and kind of dive into the specifics and really dig into it, what would be the best way for us to do that?
Oh, I have something really good for you, Tom. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I love it.
Okay. If your listeners go to danawild.com/next year, I will give them the entire Train Your Brain book audiobook for free, my favorite price. And so it's like 7 hours and it tells you every single thing you need to know to implement this material. I like audio, and I think people, you know, they do a lot of overlapping. That's why they're listening to this podcast and doing things. So I thought they would like the audiobook.
I love that. That is very, very generous. Thank you, Dana.
You're welcome.
Well, before I move on, what else would you like us to know? Anything else that we're missing? And I know that if we had a longer time, we could totally geek out further. But is there anything else that you think we should know?
Well, I would just say go easy about it. You know, be easy on yourself. And when you have negative thoughts, don't beat up on yourself about them. Instead, celebrate and say, oh, my gosh, I'm aware. I busted myself. I could be walking around like a robot, but I'm not. I caught it and I can choose to live differently. And so just have some fun with it. I mean, really, we call the Train Your Brain world Train Your Brain Sandbox because we want people just to have fun with this and do it like little experiments, play with different things. And what'll happen is if you focus on one thing and you really concentrate on a particular positive message, your reticular activating system will kick in within 72 hours and you'll start to see it's working. And then you'll start to get confidence and you'll just be hooked forever, just like me.
All right. I'm gonna try it. I'm looking forward to it.
I love it. Do it. You're going to have fun with it.
Well, look, it's time for my favorite part of the show. Dana, you've gone through the arduous process of writing a book, a best-selling book at that. So I think you'll appreciate this discussion. And this is where we talk about one of the very best habits we can all adopt today. And that is the habit of reading. Mm-hmm. I want you to think about the books you've really enjoyed over the years, or books that have impacted you deeply. What are the two or three books that stand out?
Well, maybe a surprise to your listeners and maybe you, I would say read Anything and Everything by Abraham Hicks. Mm. Their most famous book is Ask and It's Given. And it was interesting because I wrote Train Your Brain in 2003, and then I discovered Abraham Hicks in 2005 because someone said, man, this is really similar to what you're doing. And I'll tell you something, their work has really helped me expand what I'm doing, especially with regards to the emotional scale and emotions. And so I just say, follow Anything by Abraham Hicks.
Okay.
On a real kind of practical front, because Abraham Hicks is obviously more, you know, mind and spiritual based and all that type of thing. But on a more practical front, the book called The Power of Habit, Charles Duhigg really, have you read that book? That's really impacted my life drastically in how I add positive habits to my life so easily now, especially when you combine it with brain training, because he doesn't cover a lot of brain training in his. And so you take what he gives you about how habits are built and created, and you combine it with positive thinking, and you're literally unstoppable.
Love it. Well, final question. What's next for you that you're really excited about?
The biggest thing is the celebrity formula. We've just had our beta testing done. We put two groups through it. And, it's so obvious once you get an idea like this and you start to do it, you go like, why wasn't I doing this 10 years ago? Because it's so obvious. But really, we teach people how to become the celebrity in their niche, how to really step into it fully, because it's an inside job. But then there are actually some mechanics to how you become the celebrity in your niche. And we're having great success with it. And it's so fun to have something new that is fun to play with.
Awesome. Well, when it goes live, maybe a little bit later, you'll come back on the show and talk about that.
Oh, I would love that. That sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Dana, look, this has been a fun conversation, a revelatory conversation. I really appreciate everything that you've shared with us. This has been fantastic. And I can't wait for us to do it again soon.
I really enjoyed it, too. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on. You can connect with Dana Wild online through her website, danawild.com, and on Twitter with her Twitter handle, @Dana_Wild. That's WILDE for her last name. All the links and resources Dana and I discussed, including a link to her free audiobook. That's right, free. You don't want to miss that. Train Your Brain can be found at the page created just for this episode. You'll find it all at nextyearnowpodcast.com/56. And finally, just a reminder, if you love the show and you enjoy learning from our guest each week, please consider giving us a rating and review on iTunes. It really helps us stay relevant and findable by listeners like you. That's it for today. I'll see you next time.